There's 38 units in all. There is a couple of one-bedroom apartments. There's six or so two-bedroom apartments, four three-bedroom apartments, and most significant 16 two-bedroom houses, eight three-bedroom houses, and two four-bedroom houses. So as you can see, it's quite a substantial project and a very much needed housing in our area. We haven't had anything in a long while, and I would have to congratulate both the Donegal County Council and Glen Turris for the tremendous progress that has been made here on this particular project.
It will make a good dent in the social housing list there. It is quite a long wait list though for people who have been on it now for quite some time.
Yes, there have been people in our area who have been on the housing list for up to 10 years and even some even longer. So it's a very welcomed development that these properties are going to be made available. And my information is, and you know, according to the progress that appears to be made here, that these properties are going to be made available in the first quarter of 2027.
That's quite quick. So it is, you know, consider now that we're just halfway through 2026. Is there any, I suppose, maybe potential there for delays?
Well, there could be, but knowing Glen Turris and having seen them in action on previous contracts, they don't hang about. You know, they're a very good, a very progressive company. They have contracts all over Ireland and also abroad on the British mainland. So they are quite a well known and highly respected building contractor company, you know.
What's significant about this is that the construction company that's been appointed is local.
Yes, absolutely. They are a local company. The two main directors are Jerry McKellen and Alton Tordy, who are from the Oct area. Not only do they carry out a great job in terms of their building and contractual abilities, but they have created huge amounts of local employment, and they make a significant, and I can't emphasize enough the contribution that they make back into our local community here.